com.
I had a question about the vinegar. Does the taking of the vinegar bother the medications that we take daily? I'm on blood pressure medication, diabetic medication, and I wondered if the vinegar would dilute or take away any of the strength of the medications.
Camping.
Family radio guy who's in his late 90s, if I'm not mistaken, or late, excuse me, late 80s, like 89 years old.
I think he's about 90 or 91 now.
Yeah, so a couple years ago he predicted, actually back in the 90s, he predicted that the world was going to end, and then, oops, it was a mistake.
Mathematical error.
Right, calculated wrong. He believes that the Bible is a bunch of like encoded numbers and numerology sort of thing, and that there's secrets in there, and even though the Bible says...
Or at least he believed that.
Right. So he revised his numbers to 2011 in March.
May?
Sorry.
21st.
It didn't happen. And then he revised his numbers again to October of 2011.
Yes.
And it didn't happen. And there's an interesting addition here that's not mentioned in the How Stuff Works piece from Wikipedia's article about Harold Camping, who is still alive. He...
had a stroke.
He did have a stroke.
In October of 2011.
And then in March of 2012, he stated publicly that his attempt to predict a date for the end of the world was sinful, and that his critics had been right in pointing to the words of Matthew 24:36, "Of that day and hour knoweth no man." He added that he was now searching the Bible even more fervently, not to find dates, but to be more faithful in his understanding. So this is the rare case where a cult leader will actually admit personally that he was wrong about something. That's pretty rare. I mean, it took him a decade and a half to actually, you know, find almost two decades to admit to being wrong in several failed predictions. But he did admit that he was wrong. And he still has his media empire. You know, it hasn't, I don't imagine it has damaged his... you know, his ability to do what he's doing, which is own several radio stations. He's got something like 50 radio stations across the country that air.
And those are ones that he actually owns.
Family Radio.
Not just affiliates.
Correct. Family Radio owns those stations. Why anyone would want to affiliate with his programming otherwise, I don't know. But he's also got international satellite channels. I mean, this guy's well-funded. And you don't operate 50 radio stations and internationally available satellite channels and not have significant amounts of cash. It's impressive, I have to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. Let's continue down the list, shall we? We'll go to number seven.
Number
next.
Seven, William Miller and the Millerites may sound like a good name for a 1960s pop band, but in the 1840s, they were a fairly successful doomsday cult. That is, if you measure success by the number of followers, not the eventual occurrences of the predicted apocalypses. Mm. Miller was a product of the Second Great Awakening, a period of intense religious revival from which several modern denominations were born, including the Mormons and the Seventh-day Adventist. A farmer-turned-preacher, Miller crested this wave of spiritual fervor with his prediction that Jesus would return to earth in March of 1843. He derived his prophecy from a complex system of mathematical calculations and promoted it by giving sermons and passing out pamphlets during the 1830s and early 1840s.
It's important that it be complex, that way no one can understand
yes.
it. And that way you can seem as though you're more
smarter.
Informed. Yeah.
I can solve this equation no one else can. Scholars estimate that some of the 1 million people who heard his message of the 1 million people who heard his message, about 100,000 actually follow him. As March 1843 neared, many of these believers sold all of their possessions, donned
oh, wow.
white robes, and climbed to the tops of mountains and hills to await the rapture into heaven. When nothing happened, Miller moved the date to October 1844, which also proved to be a bust, leading some to label the non-event the Great Disappointment. Most of the preacher's followers then abandoned him, and some went on to form the Adventist Church.
Wow. I'd heard of the Adventist Church, did not know anything about it.
Yes.
So, he's...
I believe in some way the Millerites are also connected somehow to the Jehovah's Witnesses, who have a very spectacular history of failed prophecies of the apocalypse.
Is that right? I was not aware of that about them. So this guy failed twice in his predictions, and that
yes.
was enough for people to give up on him and leave. But then again, he had followers that were all
he
over the
place. He had 100,000 followers across the country.
Right, and so you're dealing with, you know, back in the 1800s, they would be writing him letters, you know, or maybe sending telegraphs. And when was that available? Later on in the century?
Possibly later, yeah.
Probably letters that were being sent back and forth.
Holy
so
Express.
That would give one enough time to question one's beliefs enough to where, you know, you would be able to break away from the grip of the cult easier
right.
if you were disconnected from it and disconnected from its charismatic leader. Whereas if he were maybe able to put some sort of YouTube video up and be able to keep people in his cult, he might have been more successful that way.
Yeah. Very possible.
So here's the story about Argentina. Since we were talking about mountaintops with that
yes.
story, people going up on mountaintops, according to France24.com, as mountaintops go, this one is for meditating and the odd UFO sighting. But now it's closing. Heard a map. Folks, end. Doomsday is indeed upon us, with Christmas just around the corner. Heaven forbid, is one gloomy interpretation of a Mayan Indian calendar. To wit, December 21st marks the end of a 5,200-year cycle on the Mayan long count calendar. It's a cause for celebration for many in Mexico and Central America, but spells doomsday for some believers. In Argentina's central Cordoba province, fallout will be felt at a mountain called Uritoco, which was sacred for indigenous peoples when their numbers were still large in Argentina. Authorities will shut down access to it from December 20th through the 22nd because an appeal has gone out on Facebook for people to climb the hill December 21st and commit massive spiritual suicide, said Gustavo Cés, mayor of the nearby town of Capilla de Monte.
Okay, here's a weird question. If you think the world is going to end and all life with it will end, why kill yourself?
I would love to know the answer to that question. Anything I say would be pure speculation. Maybe they believe that by taking their own life, they somehow save their soul before having it destroyed in some sort of tormentous fire or brimstone. That's total speculation. It would be interesting to actually hear from a cult member or a former cult member and get their thoughts on that matter. By the way, the Capilla de Monte means chapel on a hill. It was taken by a decision taken by consensus to preempt any distortion of the Mayan prophecy, he said. The peak is about 2,000 meters high and located in a touristy area north of Buenos Aires. Young and not-so-young people climb up there to meditate and do esoteric stuff. In decades past, this is an actual news article, by the way, UFO sightings from its touchy-feely heights have been reported. The tourism industry is fuming with the temporary shutdown. Hotels and hostels nearby had been expected to house around 15,000 people just before Christmas, tourism being the main source of revenue in the region. Forget about all that money now, says Gabriel Schifano, the head of the Capilla de Monte Tourism Association, who said he was puzzled by the word of the mass suicide. He says the hotel occupancy rate is now about 1,000 people, but we don't think anyone else will come, which is awful news. Is there a silver lining anywhere? According to them, yes. Associations of people who like to meditate have appealed for a gathering on December 21st in the town to mark the beginning of a new era as per the mainstream upbeat reading of the Mayan calendar.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency. Every day, Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you. open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Lines are open. Give me a call right now or go online. Go to getwellradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you prefer, just realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can reach your health goals by creating new lifestyle plans for yourself. It's all about lifestyle. The choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health that we're going to have tomorrow. So what kind of choices are you making? We want to help you, encourage you to make the right ones. Let's go to Chris now. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Grayson. How are you?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, my daughter, she's 3.5 years old, and in the past month or so, she developed an itch all over her body. She doesn't get a rash or anything like that. And the main areas, well, for a while it was just an itch, and then it's kind of progressively gotten worse to the point of now where specifically her hands and her feet and her face, the interior parts of her eyelids seem to itch a lot, but it's to the point where, and she doesn't quite understand, you know, scratching and all that, so she just takes her fingers and scratches as hard as she can because it hurts so, or it's just so bad, and so she's like literally, you know, caught bleeding on her face sometimes because of the scratching she does, and we can't really find any relief. It really got bad in the last week or so, so we took her to the doctor. They thought she might have strep, even though she didn't show any signs of it. Mm-hmm. They thought that might be what it is. So they put her on hydrazine, I guess, for the last couple, I guess it's been 3 days now. So we've been trying that and obviously some creams as well, but nothing really seems to give her relief. It seems to be worse at night, although it happens periodically throughout the day. We've changed some of the things like her shampoos and things like that, but we're kind of at a loss at this point.
And what is her age?
3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. So dermatologists and pediatricians are just kind of shooting in the dark at this point, you feel like?
We're still, I mean, you know, we just took her for the first time because it just seems like it's gotten really bad the last week or so. So we took her a couple, I guess 3 days ago now, to the doctor. And that's, so it's been the first time we've been to the doctor. But, yeah, they're kind of just taking a guess at it, I guess.
Okay. Have you changed your diet at all?
As far as anything new, we couldn't think of anything new that we've added to our diet that would have caused it. We've tried to think of things. We haven't started taking things away from her at this point, although we've, you know, talked about trying to figure out the best plan for that to, you know, take her off certain things and see if we could find out what it might could be. But we really can't think of anything specifically that we've added to our diet recently, you know, that could cause it.
Well, there's a couple of things. Does she eat? What does she eat on a normal basis? I mean, can you give me kind of a breakfast, lunch, dinner kind of rundown?
Yeah, she, you know, she'll eat like sometimes she'll eat cereal or waffle, and other, you know, like a Eggo type waffle. But then other times, you know, she'll eat eggs and stuff like that for breakfast. For lunch, she'll have, you know, a sandwich or broccoli and carrots. Usually, we try to put that in there with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for dinner. I don't know, just a mix of different things, really nothing in particular, I guess.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is a lot of times when you have skin conditions, whether you're an adult or a child, you got to look at a couple things. Skin conditions typically happen from the inside out. You know, they usually come from the gut, and they show themselves on the skin at some level. So you might want to look at and even talk to her pediatrician about, you know, eliminating certain foods from the diet. Like, for example, dairy products, mostly cow's milk, dairy for a period of time. See if that bothers her. It's called more of an elimination kind of diet. And also wheat products. So your bread, your pasta, cereal, crackers, all your flour-based foods like the Eggo waffles. Eliminating wheat from the diet at all and wheat flour. You may notice that that could be a trigger. They can cause a lot of skin issues. Sometimes kids are real sensitive to it, and many pediatricians now are recommending that just for a period of time. And they'll do a little allergy testing to figure out if they're allergic to certain foods. But that's kind of something that you guys can talk through and look at. I'll tell you another thing too, for the bacterial flora in the digestive tract, okay, in the gut. You always want to look at probiotics, which you get those in dairy products like yogurt. But, you know, again, if you're trying to stay away from that, you can do it in a supplemental form. They've got a little powder, that you can mix with water. A lot of the health food stores have them. They're easy to find, kids, you know, formulas and all that sort of thing. So you can talk to them about it. But probiotics have really good research on them as far as improving skin health and also fish oils like cod liver oil. Have you done any of the fish oil at all with her?
Not for her. We've kind of we give her just children's multivitamin just because we're not really sure on what, you know, if what is good for her age as far as, you know, multivitamins, as far, you know, if we're going to go more of a, I guess, rather than just normal children's, you know, multivitamin to, you know, something better, I guess. We really weren't sure where to go for her.
It's okay. I mean, you know, the dosage, when you talk to your folks at the health food store, they'll have the different brands and whatnot. Just make sure it's mercury-free. It needs to be liquid for sure, much better than the gel caps. And with kids, you know, they'll give you some recommendations, but they've got different flavored ones that kids can use and whatnot that are pretty easy for them to take. But yeah, those are things that can definitely help with dry skin with kids, or just one of those kind of weird things that you just can't seem to get to figure out. And you know, talk to them about it. I mean, talk to the health food store folks and talk to your pediatrician about it too. Depends on their training and depends on how long they've been doing pediatrics, whether or not they'll be on board with more of a kind of a natural route, or it's not really natural, it's just more of a nutritional route, and it's pretty basic, and that's kind of grandma medicine right there at its best. So anyway, check into it, keep me posted, and I hope she does well, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, check us out on the web. Go to getwellradio.com. 80% of the health challenges you face today, diet and lifestyle related. The good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick many times, you can lifestyle your way out to get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Is it diabetes, heart disease? Your big toe hurts, your little toe hurts. You don't know what hurts, but something's bothering you. And maybe you got anxiety about something. You're just a worrier and you can't help it. It's just something you've dealt with for a long time. Or depression. You've gone through a tough time. You've lost someone that you love in a major way, or you've gone through some transitions in life and really don't know where to turn. Well, we want to help you. We want to walk with you. We want to be your health coach, your life coach, and walk with you from where you are to where you need to be. Because the body can change, your health can change, but you have to change first. And then getting the tools that you need can help you do that. You can check us out. Shoot me an email. If you're not wanting to call right now, but you want to shoot an email, and we'll be glad to answer it. I see all the emails. So you won't get lost in the shuffle. And if you want me to answer it on the show, I'll be glad to do that. Or we'll be glad to take that for you as well. 888-283-7272. Go to Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Asa?
Well, I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I'm just concerned about my mom, and just wondered if there's something that could help get her started back down a better path. And just a bunch of medication, basically, but...
Well, here's the deal with your mom. Tell me a little bit about her. I mean, you've got to elaborate a little bit. So what's going on with her?
Okay. Well, you know, for years she has battled being a little overweight, but now she's really got quite a bit overweight. About 10 years ago, she had a slight stroke. She was teaching school and, she ended up retiring after that. And, so now she's basically stays home all the time and is fairly inactive. You know, she tries to do some things at church and different things, but since then she got to where she was coughing a lot, and I noticed that I kept saying, you know, that that's almost like congestive heart failure. And I've known people that's had that, you know, I mean, and they cough a lot. Like, well, it ended up that she had a slight case of that, and she had some other things with a deviated septum or something that, you know, some type of a sinus infections, just different things she's been fighting, but mainly is her weight and her blood pressure. She stays on this medication all the time where she's like, she just, at a drop of a hat, she can sit down and go to sleep, you know, and it's just, I'll just worry about her.
Yeah, I understand that. I do. Have her doctors looked to change anything, or are they just keeping her kind of status quo and just trying to manage her?
Pretty much status quo, just trying to manage her. She tries different diets, you know, but she don't stay off them very long. I mean, some of them seem to be working, and it's just like, just, you know, didn't stay with it. I guess she's tried so many. I think that from Weight Watchers to, you know, any of you name it, I think she's tried over the years. You know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, at the end of the day, with your mom and what she's dealing with, even with her heart or any other aspect of the body, the fatigue that she's dealing with, coming up with a good game plan is where you have to start. So a good foundation for her is going to be important. Now, does she have anything she's – I know you said she tries different diets and whatnot, but does she have a solid game plan that she follows, or you're wanting to create one for her? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Yeah, I mean, I should tell you, too, she's about mid-70s, and, you know, my dad is pretty active. He tries to encourage her to stay active and everything, but she's always seemed like she's felt bad about it every day. You know, every time I talk to her, she's like, this hurts. But I always call it, so told her she was just a hypochondriac, but maybe she, you know, has that. I don't know, but it seems like every time I talk to her, you know, just don't feel good today. I'm tired of this, you know, and I've tried to encourage her. So, you know, I feel better when I go work out, you know, Mom. I get a little energy, you know. I try to eat better, you know. But I've seen her before here lately. I don't know if she's just giving up or what. But I'll be at a, you know, visiting or something, and I'll see her just, you know, like start eating some pie or something. You know, I mean, and just eat about half of it or something. I'm like, why do you do that? You know, because she's like borderline diabetic too, and it's ran in our family too. So I don't, you know, I hate to see her do that, but. I don't really know how that's affecting her, but
yeah. But you want more than anything, just be healthy. You don't want to see her get run down or sick. Or bottom line is, you don't want to see Mom get into a bad place. You know, and that's important. Well, this is what I would suggest. I mean, with your mom kind of in that place, you just want to be an encouragement to her and really kind of walk with her health, and just be that person that can help. Get her to the next level. I would just start with the baby steps. I really would. Get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health. Maybe get her to the audio series, The 8 Secrets All Healthy People Know, so she can listen to that. It's really good information, and it'll be an encouragement to her. So those two things. And then maybe the foundational 4 supplements. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to make sure she breaks down her food well, cod liver oil for those omega-3 fats, and then probiotics that puts the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. And all those can be found on my website, drasa.com. And if you can get to write that down quickly enough, that'll help you and it'll help her. It'll be something simple to get her started with. So here's the tough thing. I mean, I've got a mom too. And at the end of the day, no matter what our age is and what our position is in life and how smart we think we are, or maybe, you know, whatever, we think we've grown up and now they need to listen to us. You're still 10 years old. You know, she still changed her diapers. So at the end of the day, she's going to, I know you mean well. So do I. I'm the same way, man. I've got a mom. And look what I do for a living. But my mom does take cod liver oil. I've got her doing all these things. But it didn't happen overnight. Buddy, it took me a long time to undo a lot of that old school thinking. But, you know, she even listens to the radio show now. It's pretty cool. But the reality is that if you'll just start working with the little things and just give her a that's a good way to do it. And just the subtle things. They got to do it on their own. Remember, it's their mom. So at the end of the day, it's kind of got to be their idea a little bit too. Get started on that. Let me know how it goes. 888-283-7272. You're Wesley now. Hi, Wesley.
Hey, good morning, Doc. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Doing great, buddy. Hey, I got a basic question. Actually, when I was 10 years old, I was diagnosed with Meckel's diverticulitis. Now, there are many forms of Meckel's. Okay, but the one that happened to me was where the umbilical, I'm the male, and back then in 1978, they said, that was the statistics right back then, that said that only 2%, or I'm sorry, 3% of the world's male population had this problem happen. And so what happens is, during birth, as you're born and you get older, by the time I got 11, but there's at some point your belly button, from the inside of the body, not the outside, not a protruding belly button, but a little nub stuck out, and my intestines got wrapped around that nub as I was growing and wrestling and stuff, and I developed gangrene, in my stomach. So what ended up happening was they took out 18 inches of my small intestine and my ileum.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Doc, as you know, and I know you, they take out 18 inches of the small intestine and the ileum, food passes through very quickly, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Right. So they put me on this stuff, Lomatil. Now, this is moons ago, and the reason I'm calling, I'll let you know real quick. I mean, you're going to find out why I'm calling you. But this Lomatil stuff, once I got used to it, if I forgot the pill, I would have an accident in my shorts. I'm sorry to your listeners.
No, it's okay. it's all right. Keep going.
So, but that's just the way it went. So I weaned myself off, and I learned what I could do, and, you know, I get a short time frame of whenever I had to go to the bathroom. Now, my main reason of calling you is I work for a meat, I own my own meat market. I eat meat every day, and I've been to, well, just all across the board from when I had that done, the dietitians tell me not to eat red meat. I cannot eat anything with milk, dietary, can't eat any corn. Is there anything else out there on the market, or do you have any suggestions, or have you ever even heard of a scenario of my stance, of what happened with me and my body?
Well, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, with what has happened to you, I mean, the focus needs to be on what you can do to get your body absorbing the food better, and what kind of choices can you make to make that happen. And obviously slowing things down is going to be a real key. And the right kind of foods going in is going to be a key. And I'll tell you a real secret when people have been in your situation. Eating healthy fats is going to be a real key because it slows down the digestion process and will also allow your foods to digest and process even better and allow you to have a higher absorption rate. If you'll keep in high levels of digestive enzymes, eat nutrient-rich foods such as fruits and vegetables along with your lean quality proteins, but you've got to have at least 30% of your diet in healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, real butter, of course, and just those sorts of things with your meals. It will slow down the absorption, allow your body to utilize your nutrients better, and then hopefully that issue will resolve in many different ways.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week
to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.dapgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.dapgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thank you.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Phone lines are open this hour to talk about your health and talk about your life. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. What are you struggling with tonight? What is your health challenge? Is it diabetes? Maybe heart disease? Maybe the doctor's giving you a diagnosis that you're not real thrilled about. Maybe you're worried and a little bit scared. It's okay. It's all right to feel that way, but just know there's hope. There's always hope to get your health back. There's always hope to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And that's what we do here. And sign up for our weekly emails newsletter. Great information that goes out each and every week to encourage you, inspire you, and to help you get from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. And if you know somebody that's struggling with their health, make sure to call and check in with me. We'll talk about it for them, or send me an email. We'll get information to you so you can empower, inspire, and encourage them to walk through their health challenges. One of the greatest gifts you could give someone this season is to walk with them, be a cheerleader for them, and be their health advocate. Let's go to Bob. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
How are you, Dr. Asa?
Hey, buddy. Good to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, back in April, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and up to that point, I'd been perfectly healthy with my heart. I was told that I probably couldn't have surgery because I also had blockage as well. And I was probably looking at a transplant and some other things. I called you in, I believe it was the end of April or May. And, you suggested some, CoQ10 and some other, a whole list of other things, magnesium. And, we talked about IV chelation and the fact that it was probably my heart had been suffered so much that I probably couldn't wait to get the bypass surgery if I could qualify for it.
Right.
And so I started taking the IV chelations, and when I went in to see the doctor, they were ready to do the surgery, and I'd lost some weight and I'd gotten a little improvement. So they decided to wait a little longer because they were still uncertain whether the surgery would do me any good.
Right.
And, well, I'm just telling you, after 6 or 8 chelations, and from the end of April or May until November 5th, when I eventually ended up having the surgery, you recommended I go ahead and have the surgery as well because I was so far along.
Right, I remember.
You asked me to call you back with the results. And so,
sure, talk to me. So where are we now?
Well, 2 weeks before the surgery, which would be like sometime at the end of October, they did a echo and a catheterization. And, you know, they don't know why, and I told them I was on the chelation and I was taking the supplements, but my heart went from nearly twice the size of normal back to high normal, not enlarged, but right at the border.
Right.
And my injection fraction went from 22.9 to near 50%.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're, like, really shocked, and that made me a candidate for the surgery. So in October and November 5th, I had the surgery, 6 bypasses. And, you know, I recovered and went home in 4 or 5 days, and I've been up and around and been doing well. Today I started my chelation again. And, you know, it went from such a hopeless situation to, you know, good news. Now they're expecting everything to be normal and except, you know, normal bypass kind of thing.
Right.
And I've started taking the chelation again. You had suggested I wait as long as the doctor would let me, as long as things were improving, to keep improving. So I did lose like 70 pounds in that time I waited before the surgery.
That's incredible, Bob.
Yeah, and everything worked out just great. And
let me tell you something. That is incredible. And that is such a great testimony of not just the show and us spending time together, but you being willing to do whatever it takes to get your health better. and to take charge and take responsibility for your health. I'm just so excited for you. That's such a great story, Bob. I mean, your health is so much better. We got a new Bob.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I'm continuing to lose weight. I've lost about 100 pounds now, so I'm down to...
Man, that is incredible. I'm just fired up. You got me fired up. I'm standing up. I'm standing up right now in the studio. I am fired up, Bob. That is incredible. Man, congratulations. Now, do you have kids, family, all that sort of thing?
I do, and they were all behind me, supporting it. I got a 15-year-old and a 19-year-old, and, of course,
I'm
married.
Incredible.
And, so this is all good.
So they've got dad back, mom, or wife has husband back, and they've got a brand new body. That's exciting. That's exciting. I mean, how does it feel? How does it feel? Do you feel like you have a new lease on life right now?
Yeah, I really do. And it was like such a, you know, the news from the doctors and stuff was so negative. And then, you know, for whatever reason, you know, they don't like to say it's from the chelation or the supplements. Call me a very lucky guy, you know.
And, it's not true. It was active, being proactive about your health, figuring out why the body was breaking down, and doing the necessary measures to get the body functioning well again. And that's what it was.
And if you remember, the whole thing was caused by a blood sugar medication that my doctor gave me. My blood sugar was like high normal, and for a couple of years he was after me to do something about it.
Right. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So excited for you, Bob. I know all of us here at the show, my producers included, you know, we hear stories like that, especially when we walk with you a little bit through your own health journey. That's why I always encourage people to call us back and let us know. Bob, you are a success story, and you're a champion, and I'm just so excited for you and your family. We're always here for you, no matter what you're going through, okay? Thanks for the call, my friend. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Diagnosing Hope One Caller at a Time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding the medical.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.